I had a dream, we were back to 17, summer nights and the libertines, never growing up. I'll take with me the Polaroids and the memories, but you know I'm gonna leave behind the worst of us.
At Club Wyndham Desert Blue and some Black Eyed Peas merch. Just open the free iHeart app and listen to iHeart 2000s to enter. Tickets at Ticketmaster.com. iHeart Radio Music You Should Know featuring Charlie XCX. Apple.
Could turn yellow or green. No.
XCX Custom Station with iHeartRadio. Download the app or listen at iHeartRadio.com.
For additional information about contests on this station, go to 1035kissfm.com and click the contests tab.
perfectly. We still pity the men I know. So you're a tough guy, like you're really rough guy. Just can't get enough guy, just always so puff guy. I'm that bad type, make your mama sad type. Make your girlfriend mad type, might seduce your dad type. I'm the bad guy.
Duh.
I'm wearing your cologne.
Baby say I don't talk dog, but she told on me, oh well. Take a picture with me, what the flick gon' do? Baby stick to me, and I'ma stick on you. If you pick me, then I'ma pick on you. D-O-double-G and I'm here to put this on you. I'm stuck on you, so and yours is right. Rip riding the poles and them doors is tight. And I'ma get me a shot for the end of the night. Cause you so, and baby, you're so for life.
I see you whining and grinding up on the floor. Another tease far as I can see. Tryna get you up out this club. If it means spending a couple dubs, throwing about 30 stacks in the back, make it rain like that. Cause I'm far from a scrub. And you know my pedigree. Ex-dealer used to move fetamines. Girl, I spend money like it don't mean nothing. And besides, I got a thing for you. I see you whining and grinding up on the floor. I know you see me looking at you and you already.
Club and a low pressing. I'm sitting in the back in the smoker section. Bird's eye, I got a clear view. You can't see me, but I can see you. It's cool, we jet, the mood is set. Your seats are wet, you're rubbing your back and touching your neck. Your body is moving, you're humping and jumping. Your is bouncing, you're smiling and grinning and looking at me.
Girl, and while you're looking at me, I'm ready to hit the caddy right up on the patio. Move the patty to the caddy. Baby, you got a fatty, the type I like to marry. Wanting to just give you everything, and that's kinda scary. Cause I'm loving the way you shake your ass. Bouncing, got me tipping my glass. Normally don't get caught up too fast, but I gotta think for you. I see you whining and grinding up on the floor. I know you see me looking at you, and you already know I wanna love you.
Show.
3, 2, 1, let's get it.
Good morning. Welcome to Wednesday, October 9th. The Fred Show is on. Hi, Kaylin.
Hi.
Hi there, Jason Brown.
Hi.
Hi, Rufio.
Hello.
Hi, Paulina.
Hi.
Kiki.
Good morning.
Showbiz is here. What are we up to? 8:50?
Yeah, tiebreaker.
8:50 and a tiebreaker, and they both got 5 yesterday. Mm-hmm. That's coming up. Waiting by the Phone is new. Why Did Somebody Get Ghosted? Game Show Wednesday is on the way this morning. Definitely going to beat Paulina. Kiki Karaoke, Jingle Ball themed.
Yes.
Jingle Ball New York, Jingle Ball Chicago. Doesn't matter. You want to go. Ticketmaster.com for tickets. We're doing that. That's the theme today. And is that all the games? Yeah, that's all the games. I mentioned all 3 games.
Hey, let's go.
On Game Show Wednesday. They're all coming up. Welcome to the Wednesday Fred Show. We're glad you're here.
I can't relate to desperation. My kids attend are on vacation, and I got this one boy, and he won't stop calling when they act this way. I know I got him. So bad your ex don't do it for you. Walked in and dream came true for you. Soft skin and not perfume for you.
Radio and the iHeart app anytime. Search for the Fred Show on demand. You know what? I wonder if I could run down Columbus from like Roosevelt to Monroe, like the finish area or starting whatever. I wonder if I could do that without stopping. Like, I wonder if I could physically run that. Why are you laughing so hard?
That's all I'm thinking about is that video of you chasing Ashland in the forest. In the back. Me envisioning you doing that down Columbus like that.
Yeah, that wasn't much of an athletic run, was it? It really.
I like how he says in the forest. You guys were at a house.
There was trees. Like,
in the forest?
It was a yard.
It paints a different picture,
we're in
though.
In someone's yard.
Sorry, in the backyard, not a forest.
Through the forest in slow motion.
Well, and it wasn't like a full speed run because he wasn't, you know, it's
you
a child.
To catch him.
I'm
was
chasing a child.
The last time I saw you run was that. So now that's what I'm
picturing. Well, and that would scare me. I mean, I'm a wonky looking runner. I'm not a runner, but I'm not certain that I could run. And this is terrible. I don't know.
Without stopping?
Like a full run, like a race run without stopping one time. That's probably what, a mile? And a half?
Yeah, just over a mile, I would say.
Yeah, something like that. I'm not certain I could do it.
Ooh.
Yeah. I mean, Kiki, you could do it.
Oh, baby, bye. Do you know how I used to dodge the mal run in school? Like, every year I had a plan. Problems. A full scheme. Faint, fallout, protest. It was bad.
Yeah. You weren't here for that?
I'm triggered when you say something about running a mile. Yes.
Yeah. I'm not sure. I'm not sure if I could do it. Let's not. I'm not volunteering to try. Maybe I could, but I'd be really tired.
Yeah.
Could you do it without stopping? One time?
What do you think the literal distance?
I think it's probably like a mile.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
You could run a mile without stopping?
Absolutely, yeah.
Ooh. Yeah.
You could too.
No.
I don't know.
Stairs without being out of breath.
Me too.
Upstairs,
I'm helping him muffin. Right. Okay, yeah. Jason, we carrying this wagon on that chair.
I really don't know why people, and I've never been a runner. I've really never been a good runner for some reason. I'm not sure why. The only way that I can run was I played basketball in high school, and if there's a ball involved, sometimes I get tricked into not understanding or realizing that I'm running.
Yeah.
That's the only way though. Mm-mm. But yeah. It is. It's amazing. Was it 26.2? It's crazy. And I saw a TikTok video from a cardiologist the other day. He was talking about the five things that he won't do, like as a cardiologist, that he'll never. And one is run a marathon.
Yeah.
It's like it's absolutely awful for you. It's terrible for you to do. It's bad on your knees. Not good for you. But yet I can't do that. So what does that say? I don't know. Is that good or bad that I can't do it?
I don't think I'll ever do a marathon. I don't.
No, I'm not interested. Yeah. I just think I could run a mile.
Like a marathon. People train for this too. Dude. Like I have friends training and I'm like, so you're just running like 20 miles for fun tonight? Like they're training to do this.
My biggest fear is that I'll marry into a family that like likes to run on like Thanksgiving or something.
Oh, yeah.
I'm terrified of that.
I've seen that prompt on Hinge. Like this is not a joke where somebody will be like, who wants to join our turkey trot 5K run? I'm like, nope, I'm not into. You're really hot, but X. I'm like, no, I'm not interested in that. I'm not. Okay, here's a question, and this is for people who have actually run a marathon. Here's one thing I will say, and I'm not. Look, I'm admitting fully that I cannot do it. Okay, so let's just get that out of the way. How long do you get to call yourself a marathoner? Because I know somebody who the last one that they ran was 15 years ago, and they still say, "Oh, well, I'm a marathon runner." No, you're not.
No, you're not.
That bumper sticker is legit.
You ran a marathon. That's amazing. Like, oh, I'm a triathlete. Oh my God, that's incredible. When's the last time that you did one? Well, 17 years ago. A lot can change in 17 years, okay? 17 years ago, I was not very good at math, as you know. I was 23 years old. Okay, the things are very different from then to now. Okay, I had a faux hawk then, and I was wearing True Religion jeans and Abercrombie layered shirts, several of them of different colors with the collar popped.
Hell yeah,
yeah. No, so was Rufio. Yeah. He knows what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
But how long do you get to brag about your marathon? It's like when people say, still talk about the Chicago Bears winning the Super Bowl. It's like, dude, that was in the 80s.
85, yeah.
Like, come on, y'all.
Yeah, Rufio.
Like, no, but I'm just, it's like, guys, that's a whole different time. Like, a lot of people are dead from then. Like, oh, I'm serious. God. Like, no, I don't mean on the team. I mean, like, that we're alive then. They're not even here anymore.
If the Lions ever go to the Super Bowl, I will be that old lady. Like, remember? In 2030.
Like, we don't get to brag about the Cubs World Series anymore from 2016. We don't get to brag about that anymore. No. We are so far beyond that now.
No, I'll let you brag about
way past that.
Really?
No, we won. Jeez. It was amazing. You get, like, I think you get a good year, maybe 18 months because of how long it's been.
Yeah.
Since they had won one.
Especially when after they imploded the whole team.
But right now, you don't get to talk about the World Series anymore. And now the Cubs think you do. The Cubs are like, hey, we got you one in 2016. Now we don't have to do anything anymore.
Yeah.
855-591-1035. That is my question this morning for now. How long do you get to, again, it's come from a guy that can't do it. How long do you get to brag about your thing? And it's not even like I once did one.
Yeah.
And here's what I thought about it. That's one thing, but like to call yourself an active anything, you gotta do it.
Yeah, I feel like there's some people that also like still call themselves an athlete because they were in high school. Now that to me is very far removed. Like I played volleyball, but I would never be like, guys, I'm an athlete. Like I literally haven't touched volleyball in 15 years. You know what I mean? But people do, and I hate to be that person, but people do say that still.
Now, what I will tell you is that if I, and this is a lot of marathoners don't do this, but if I were to run the Bank of America Marathon on Sunday and they give you that little medal and that little like saran wrap thing, the tinfoil thing you wrap around yourself, I would wear that for a week.
Oh, you deserve to.
The tinfoil and the metal.
You deserve to.
I mean, I would take a shower and stuff, put the tinfoil back on. Like, everybody would know. Everybody would know that I did it. Mm-hmm. But for how long? I mean, a few weeks, I think. A year. Maybe. if it's been more than 5 years, you don't get to wear the title anymore.
Damn.
And this can apply to like high school athlete, to your point. Like, well, I was a high school football champion. It's like, well, okay.
That one killed
that's
me.
That's amazing. You're 40. Like, that's amazing. That really is an incredible accomplishment.
Take off the jacket in the ring, bro. We don't need to see it anymore.
Okay. Now Alex has a different opinion about this. Good morning, Alex. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good. How are you?
Hi, Alex. Are you yourself a marathoner?
I am. I ran the Chicago Marathon last year, and I'm running the New York City Marathon this year, too.
Okay,
I will brag about it for forever.
You, Alex, but you are a marathoner. Like, right now, like you are doing it actively. Brag about it. And I'll also say it's a great story if you do, like, New York, Boston, Chicago. Like, a lot of people like to do that. And then... I that's a great story, but in 10 years, do you still get to call yourself a marathoner if you're not doing it anymore?
I absolutely will, because I've worked so hard. I'll say it for the rest of my life.
There you go. Hey, more power to you, because you ain't going to see me out. I don't even know if I'll get out of bed to go stand on this. I have gotten out of bed to go stand on the sideline before and watch people. I'm too lazy to do that most of the time. So, it's in my backyard. Enough. Yeah.
Fair enough. Everyone's got their thing.
Let me ask you a question. So have you done Chicago before? Or is this the first time?
I did Chicago
last year. And New York is this year. That's right. Thank you.
Yeah.
Is it true that when you get to certain neighborhoods, the smell is off-putting? Like, you don't want to run because it's like it doesn't smell good?
Yes, there are certain areas that smell a little funkier than others. But there are also areas that smell better than others, too.
Okay, Alex, here's another question. Did you pee yourself in order to keep your time up?
Absolutely not.
That's a real thing.
I'm not that serious.
I mean, that's a real thing. There are photographs and stories about people who pee and poop themselves because bodily functions occur, and they don't stop because they, you know, that however long that takes, whether it's 2 minutes, 5 minutes, that could affect their time to qualify for another marathon. So they don't stop. They just pee themselves. Did you see that happen? Did you see it on the on the course?
I actually didn't see it on the course, but I was in the back of the pack, so I was in the group of people who were just there to finish.
I'd be the guy who, like, they're taking down the marathon at 7 o'clock at night, and I'm still running, and there's a police car behind me to protect me. That would be me.
Hey, as long as you finish, who cares?
Right. Good for you, Alex. Hey, I wish you well. Thank you so much. Have a good day.
Thank you so much. You guys, too. Love you guys.
Yeah.
Good luck in New York.
Thank you. Yeah, good luck. Mm-hmm. That's amazing. Hey, Tasha.
Hi.
Hey, hi. Are you a marathoner?
I am not. I've actually been in two mini marathons, and it's been quite a while now since I've done them. But I do not say that I'm a marathon or half marathon runner, but I do take props in the fact that I did it just because it was a personal feat and it took a lot to do it. Like I said, I don't currently say I'm a marathon runner, but I definitely, you know, will tell people that I've done it before. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think you don't get to tell anybody you did it. I just think it's like, oh, yeah, I run marathons. Oh, you do? Oh, my God, that's amazing. And then it turns out that the last one you did was 10 years ago. It's like, well, you don't run them.
Yeah.
You did run them.
Yeah.
It's different.
Yeah. No.
It's a different posture.
Agree.
Thank you, Tasha. And by the way, congratulations, because you just did two more than I'll ever do. So thank you.
And I have one more thing to say. That the girl prior to me, I was in the Indianapolis mini marathon, and if there was a pace you had to keep up, and if you didn't meet that pace, there was a bus at the end picking up all the people and the stragglers that couldn't keep up with that pace. And
really?
They would literally pick you up and go to the end. Yes, there was.
So you didn't want to get on the bus. Like, that would be embarrassing.
Yeah, and yes, absolutely. And I was scared, so I kept on looking behind my back, but I never saw the bus. I did not get on the bus, so I was happy about that.
Okay, good. Hey, Tasha, that's a great story. So you peed yourself is what you're saying.
No.
Yeah, that's what she's saying. She didn't want, hey, look, Fred, I don't want to get on the bus. You got to do what you got to do. And I don't blame you.
Man.
Tasha, have a great day. Thank you for listening.
Thank you. Of course, thank you. Bye.
I mean, I probably sound like a big hater right now. I probably do. Armando, I don't mean to be, because I can't do it. Armando, hi.
Yes. Hey, how's it going?
Are you a marathoner, Armando?
Yes, I've done. I actually just got back 2 weeks ago from Berlin, doing the marathon in Germany.
That's amazing! Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you. I've done four Chicago and a New York, but it's missed a couple years. And a couple people were like, are you still a marathon runner? Because you don't look like one. I'm like, hey, there was a pandemic. But I had to get back into it to be considered a marathon runner, because I think you only have about 3 to 5 years to brag about it.
Well, see, now, Armando, that's the other thing, is I don't understand running sometimes, because I'll watch marathon runners, and I'm not in the best shape, but people who don't look like they're in as good a shape even as me are running and completing a marathon. So I don't understand, like, yeah, from a body type standpoint, I don't understand how that works, because I'll be like, wait a minute, I look a little more fit than that guy, and he just ran a marathon, but I can't do it, so I don't understand.
It's a mental thing. Mm-hmm. Yeah, half of it's more than half of it's mental, because I get to maybe half the marathon, and my body's done. My body's like,
oh my,
I can't
God.
Go on anymore, but it's just, after that, it's all mental.
And see, that's why I absolutely respect it if you can do it, because you have more mental fortitude than most. But I just, again, to your point, like, I mean, the last time I went skydiving was 8 years ago. I don't consider myself a skydiver anymore. I'm a licensed skydiver. I have 100 jumps. It's not fair for me to say I'm a skydiver, because I'm not. I did used to skydive, and maybe I'll start again. But I'm not a skydiver, because then people are like, oh, that's cool. When did you do it last? Well, long time ago.
What about your glider? Like,
I think I'm within range, okay, of that. And I'm an active member of a glider club. So I'm still a glider pilot. Right. Yeah. Right. No, I think so. Thank you, Armando. Have a good day.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah. Eddie. Hi, Eddie.
How you doing?
What's up, man? You ran a marathon on Saturday, just a casual marathon. Where was this?
So, first off, marathons are boring. I used to run them, and then I didn't really, it was just super boring. Well, then I got into mud runs, and the run that I actually ran this past weekend was a 26-mile mud run with 30 obstacles, where it's like monkey bars swimming through mud, underneath barbed wire, going through water, getting just filthy, and that's what makes it more fun, because there are things to do while running 26 miles.
Yes, you know, believe it or not, I can see that. Now, I'm not sure I could do it, but I see what you're talking about. It breaks it up, because like every mile you've got a different sort of challenge to take, and not that that wouldn't make you really tired, but it's like you run a mile, then you do a thing, then you run a mile. I think part of it that would be hard for me is just in my mind to justify, why am I doing this? Like, after, you know, after I've done a 5K before, and after the adrenaline wears, like, I actually thought I was going to win the 5K. Well, the last 5K I did, you know, because your adrenaline's pumping, they go, okay, go, and then you start running, and I was towards the front, and I'm like running fast, and I'm like, this is so easy. I'm going to win this 5K right now. And then after like a mile and a half, your adrenaline wears off, and then I start running at a normal pace, and the real runners pass me, and then they win. But I think even in that, after like 2 miles, I'm like, why am I even doing this? I'm not going anywhere. Right. No one cares.
No one's chasing you.
I don't win anything.
That's it.
I don't even get a t-shirt out of this. Like, why am I even doing this? And so imagine if you had to do that times 10. But I see what you're saying is, if you got like something you got to climb up, or a net, or like, I don't know, swim through some, you know, I don't know, cow poop or something. I mean, like, that's, you know, now you got something to think about to distract you.
Yeah, I mean, I ask myself a very, in every single race, normally when I get to like mile 12, mile 15, I'm like, why am I doing this? But it's not just because I'm in pain from running, but I'm in pain from doing the obstacles, because you fall a lot, you'll slip, you'll cut yourself on, you know, some, whatever the obstacles are. I mean, and to be fair, like some of these races, there are prizes at the end, they have cash prizes, but like the one I did this weekend, first place took a sword. It was a giant sword that they had made. It was like a trophy specifically for that race. So sometimes you just Hells race because yeah. you want something cool like that.
That's kind of cool. Yeah.
Did you win? Did you win the sword?
Yeah. How did you do, Eddie?
I did not do very well. No.
You did it, though. And it's more than I can say. So thank you, Eddie. Have a good day, man.
Yeah.
All right, I got to move on. Thank you, Mira and Greg, for calling. I got to move on. That was just my thought. Oh, yeah. I'm a triathlete. Oh, you are? Oh my God, that's incredible. When, like, tell me about the last one you did. Well, it was in 2006. I was like, well, I mean, come on, man. Like, now you're just flexing. You're posing. You're not even flexing. Flexing would be if you actually just did it and then you brag about
it. Right.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You posing.
I don't know.
If I do it, I've done it, and it's I'm holding on to it forever.
Good for you. Yeah, and maybe I would too, but we'll never know. We'll never know. Kaylin has the entertainment report. Yeah. It's next on The Fred Show.
I said what I said. I'd rather be famous instead. I let all that get to my head. I don't care. I paint the town red. I said what I said. I'd rather be famous instead. I let all that get to my head. I don't care. I paint the town red. She the devil. She a bad little. She a rebel. She got a foot to the pedal. It'll take a whole lot for me to settle. She the devil. She a bad little. She a rebel. She got a foot to the pedal. It'll take a whole lot for me to settle. Yeah, set my happiness is all of your misery. I put good all in my kidneys. This small gel don't come with no jealousy. My illness don't come with no remedy. I am so much fun without Hennessy. They just want my love and my energy. You can't talk no without penalties. Tell me yo, if you sent for me. I'm going to glow up one more time, trust me. I have magical foresight. You gon' see me sleeping in courtside. You gon' see me eating 10 more times, ugh. You can't take this one nowhere, ugh. I look better with no hair, ugh. Ain't no sign I can't smoke hair, ugh. Yeah. Give me the chance and I'll yeah. go there. Trick, I said what I said. I'd rather be famous instead. I let all that get to my head. I don't care, I paint the town red. I said what I said. I'd rather be famous instead. I let all that get to my head. I don't care, I paint the town red. She the devil. She a bad little. She a rebel. She got a foot to the pedal. It'll take a whole lot for me to settle. She the devil. She a bad little. She a rebel. She got a foot to the pedal. It'll take a whole yeah. lot for me to settle.
Yeah. Now you try, you could use a revamp with a new vibe, sis. I don't need a big feature or a new sidekick. I don't need a new fan, cause my boo like it. I don't need to wear a wig to make you like it. I'm a two-time, you ain't new, I win. Throw a shot like you tryna have a foot fight then. All my ops waiting for me to be you, I bet. Said, I got drive, I don't need a car. Money really all that we fiending for. I'm doing things they ain't seen before. Fans ain't dumb, but extreme is all. I'm a demon lord. Fall off what I ain't seen it for. I'm doing things that excite the source. Fame yeah. ain't something that I need no more.
Yeah, cause trick. I said what I said. I'd rather be famous instead. I let all that get to my head. I don't care, I paint the town red. Trick. I said what I said. I'd rather be famous instead. I let all that get to my head. I don't care, I paint the town red. She the devil. She a bad little, she a rebel. She got a foot to the pedal. It'll take a whole lot for me to settle. She the devil. She a bad little, she a rebel. She got a foot to the pedal. It'll take a whole lot for me to settle.
Kaylin's entertainment report is on The Fred Show.
Pete Diddy filed his third bid to get out of jail as his defense claims he's innocent and any sexual encounters he had were all consensual. At a prior hearing, if you didn't know, a New York federal judge denied his bail because he allegedly tried to contact witnesses. That's why they were holding him real tight. They were worried about that. Now, in this appeal filed yesterday, his lawyers tried saying, nope, the witnesses contacted him, not the other way around. Okay, I'm sure. Allegedly, I'm sure. Elsewhere in these documents, they also said that the music mogul is not a threat to the community. Which brings me to my next story, where another victim has accused Diddy of threatening to kill her with a knife. So it sounds like a threat to society if that happened. He then made her take off her clothes, doused her with some kind of lubricant or oil, saying that whatever liquid was being squirted all over her had something in it, which essentially made her body go limp. Now, her lawyer said the body oils can actually be used as a conduit to administer substances like GHB, which would corroborate the Fed's story of all this baby oil and lube they seized in these raids. Let's move on from Diddy, shall we? Office Please. Alum. Yeah, I know, really. I'm sick of talking about it, but we have to. Office alum Jenna Fisher announced on Instagram yesterday that she's been undergoing treatment for breast cancer. Jenna wrote in a post in honor of Breast Cancer Awareness Month that she was diagnosed with stage one triple positive breast cancer back in December. She actually underwent both surgery and chemo, but writes, "I am now cancer free. I continue to be treated with infusions of Herceptin and a daily dose of Tamiflu. Fixin also added that she's been wearing wigs to cover up her hair loss and encourages women to get their mammograms done. Love hearing that she is cancer-free now, though. And yes, please get your mammograms. It's October. And don't expect Pete Davidson to be invited back to SNL anytime soon. So I told you a few weeks ago about his major falling out with SNL writer and Weekend Update host Colin Jost. But I guess their beef went all the way to the top, to the show's creator and producer, Lorne Michaels, even catching wind of this bad blood. So despite Pete being invited in the past to host, it's not looking likely that he's going to be invited back anytime soon. Of course, a rep for the show is saying there's no truth to these rumors, but I am hearing that something really big happened that resulted in Colin refusing to be in the same building, let alone the same room.
Yeah, what do you think it is?
I don't know, I need to know.
It's got to do with Scarlett Johansson, right? I mean...
Really?
That's his wife. He must have done...
You're accusing Pete of doing something to Scarlett now?
I don't know. Like, it's just like, for those two guys not to talk to each other, I mean, I don't know. I don't... besides buying that ferry boat or whatever.
Right.
I mean, that's... I don't know.
I don't know that something that bad would happen to where they wouldn't want to be in the same room with that because it was cheap. But I guess he doesn't want to be associated with Pete. So hopefully we hear more. People are talking, so maybe they'll give us the tea. But it is sad because they were close friends.
Right.
And I like to see Pete host. He really just plays himself and makes fun of himself, but it's funny every time. Catch up on everything you missed from our show, The Fred Show, on our free iHeartRadio app.
You know, I had a very nice exchange with some neighbors last night, and I had a very disturbing exchange this morning with a neighbor, and I just, it's bothering me. I was invited. I met one of my neighbors. I don't know any of my neighbors. Okay. I live in a high rise building. There are maybe like 5 units on each floor, something like that. And I've met one of them one time. And I feel like a lot of people, this is where I live. Okay. This is like their second home. I don't know how they do that, but people are only there sometimes. And so there's the people down the hall. I met them. They're nice, whatever. And then I met these other neighbors that are down the hall from me. And then they invited me to their home to have wine and sushi.
Ooh.
And so I'm like being very neighborly with these people now.
Wow.
It was very nice to meet them and talk with them. I feel very, you know, like I'm in a community now. And that was a wonderful experience for me.
I can't believe you went.
I can't either.
Proud of you, fam.
I can't either because I'm, you know, a lot of people, may be surprised to know that I'm antisocial. But I went because it was nice of them to offer that, to want to make friends. And who knows, you know, what if I need some sugar for all the baking that I do or something? I would go knock on their door and I would get it from them. But then this morning, it was very upsetting to me. The building has a parking garage kind of attached to it, and you have to go into an elevator, and then you go up to your floor, and you open a door, and you go out to the parking garage, you know, whatever, where the cars are. So every morning I do the same thing. I push the number, I go up, I'm half asleep, whatever, doors open up, then you walk into like a little vestibule, you open the door, and you walk out to where the cars are.
Mm-hmm.
So I get out of the elevator, I open the door, and then just screaming around the corner is this little rat dog. Just one of these little tiny little rat dogs with no leash, no one with it, just barking, trying to like nip at me. And I'm just standing there holding the door looking at this because I'm half asleep and not aware. And then running behind it is this man with another dog. And then he looks at me like I'm the a-hole, says absolutely nothing. I hold the door for him. Then his dog tries to get in the elevator, and the elevator starts to close. So then he starts freaking out about that. Never says a word to me, though. But his dog's just running around. And then he looks at me like, thanks, a-hole. And I'm like, just standing there. And I'm like... What the hell's your? This is how I'm gonna start my day. What the hell's your problem? What the hell's your problem? Get off my lawn!
Yeah, you know, Fred didn't say anything until he.
I was too shocked. I was too shocked, and he just looked at me like it was kind of an older guy. He kind of looked at me like I'm the idiot. I'm like, first of all, you let your dog run around a parking garage with no leash, like a little tiny dog that nobody can see. Like that's a bad idea.
Oh,
second of all, your dog actually started to attack me. Okay. So you're lucky that I like dogs because I wouldn't say anything. Third of all, like, don't you say you're sorry or thank you for holding the door or like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. Don't you say something? I can't stand people who, when they're wrong, look at you like you're the idiot.
Mm-hmm. That's the worst.
Like, dude, you are the idiot. Like, dog on a leash.
Right.
I mean, for its safety, because clearly you're an idiot. So, like, it's for your safety.
Right.
For the dog's safety, rather.
You left the elevator open, though, friend.
That's what I'm saying, though. But this all happened so fast, there's no way I could have known. Like, I'm just, it was just a crying. I got run over by two little rat dogs and this old man who was, like, not nice to me. Anyway, it just makes me here I had this wonderful community experience. I had this not so wonderful community experience. And now I'm back to this neutral place where maybe I'm better just minding my own business.
Aww.
Yeah. But I bring this up because there's a story about a woman who's gone viral. And she got a note on her door that said, "Hi, my husband can see you on our Ring camera. Please put pants on when you take out the trash, signed your neighbor."
What?
There are a million views on this video so far. And people have a lot to say to the neighbor. But it's like, I mean,
to which neighbor? The one that's not wearing pants, or the one?
No, to the person who wrote the note.
Yeah.
You know, people are defending the woman who's walking around, I guess, in no pants. I don't know what that means exactly, but I mean, I walk around the hall because, you know, right outside my door is another door, and then there's a trash chute. Mm-hmm. So I wind up just taking stuff right to the trash chute, throwing it away, because that way it doesn't stink up my apartment if I order some food or whatever. Mm-hmm. And I'm in my pajamas most of the time. Now I'm wearing like basketball shorts and a shirt, but and it's usually the same outfit. So people must think like, yeah, the house clothes. but I don't wear shoes a lot of the time either, because it's like I'm only walking.
Wait. You step
6 feet.
You step outside in the area to the garbage, and then you with no
the
shoes
hallway.
On?
Yeah,
you mm-hmm. do,
and then uh-huh. you walk back in your place,
and then
no
I
shoes?
Wipe my feet off. On
I'm
the,
more appalled at that,
yeah, bro.
Yeah,
than the no pants.
I changed.
You need like the chanclas.
Well, the part of the hallway where I walk is only goes to my unit, so I'm the only one who's walking on it. You take a right and there's a hallway there and it only goes to my house.
Yeah, but you walk in Chicago with like your shoes all around this town.
Well, that's true.
With fecal matter and stuff.
I don't
You're just
know.
Always stepping
Sometimes
around
I put
this
flip-flops
town.
On, but we're talking, it's a very quick in and out. We're talking, it's a very quick, I'm not walking around the building.
Quick in and out.
Yeah. Well, it is. I'm not walking around the building with no shoes on. Now, that would be disturbing.
As a germaphobe, I'm surprised by this finding.
Well, but anyway, I mean, it would be like if I got a note on the door complaining about that. I mean, I just, it's like,
my neighbors must hate me.
You say that, but why?
Well, if this lady's mad about her husband seeing stuff, I mean, sometimes I have no pants on. Sometimes I run really quick. I was on my balcony naked grabbing something the other day.
Girl.
I mean,
maybe they love you for that.
Well, I don't know. It sounds like this woman was pissed because her husband could see.
Yeah, that's what I think the issue is.
Yeah.
Is the hubby is looking at the camera.
Right.
He's on the Ring cam.
Pantsless woman. That's what I think
well,
she
Well, that sounds
at.
Like a problem, an internal problem.
Yes. Work that's, on your marriage.
Wait a minute, guys. Y'all go outside of your house with no pants on and it's everybody else's problem.
Well, if you're worried about your husband seeing it, like,
I don't think her hoo-ha's hanging out. Like, I assume you're wearing
no pants. Like, I'm imagining no pants.
Like, but I assume you're like a long shirt. Is that what you're wearing? Like, what are you wearing? What are we talking about?
Yeah, sometimes. Or sometimes I run quick. Sometimes I'm in a robe. I mean, I just really don't get
But you're
help.
Covered.
Mostly.
No.
On my balcony, I wasn't. But yes, in the hallway, like, for the most part, covered.
Okay.
But sometimes I just don't have pants on. And if your husband is looking and you're worried about it, that's your problem.
I'm the neighbor.
Yeah, I'm trying to know, like, what is she wearing? Like, an oversized hoodie? Like, a large t-shirt? If she's out there with, like, you know, thong all out in a little crop top, then of course, I'm like, girl, like...
Yeah, but even then, like, why are you staring at your Ring camera? And,
right.
You know,
right.
Why are you... I mean, you didn't run into me dressed that way.
Good point. I don't know. I watch my Ring camera all day. And if you come close enough where my Ring camera can pick you up, you too close to my man. So, I need you to put some panties on, some pants. I'm like, what
You're so funny to me because half the time you're like, I don't care if this guy proposes to me. And the other time you're like, I'm watching my Ring camera to make sure pantyless women don't get too close to our home.
Like, you can't just be out here in your drawers at people's Ring camera. Now, whatever you did on your balcony, I could, you know, in and out, whatever. Yeah. But just pulling up on people's Ring camera with no underwear on, I can't rock with
She's in her own area, though. Their Ring camera just picks it up and she's just running to take the trash out.
out.
So it's our area then, because if my Ring camera can see you, then we're all sharing this space.
I want to know why in Caitlin's house everyone's installing Ring cameras there.
Exactly.
Every single unit has a Ring camera now because of Caitlin's situation.
I wish I found some better sounds no one's ever heard. I wish I had a better voice that sang some better words. I wish I found some chords in an order that is new. I wish I didn't have to rhyme every time I sang. I was told when I get older all my fears would shrink, but now I'm insecure and I care what people think.
My name's Blurry Face and I care what you think. My name's Blurry Face and I care what you think. Wish we could turn back time to the good old days when the mama sang us to sleep, but now we're stressed out. Wish we could turn back time to the good old days when the mama sang us to sleep, but now we're stressed out.
Sometimes a certain smell will take me back to when I was young. How come I'm never able to identify where it's coming from? I'd make a candle out of it if I ever found it. Try to sell it, never sell out of it. I'd probably only sell one. Maybe to my brother, cause we have the same nose, same clothes, homegrown, a stone throw from a creek we used to roam. But it would remind us of when nothing really mattered. Out of student loans and treehouse homes, we all would take the ladder.
My name's Blurry Face and I care what you think. My name's Blurry Face and I care what you think. Wish we could turn back time to the good old days when the mama sang us to sleep, but now we're stressed out. Wish we could turn back time to the good old days when the mama sang us to sleep, but now we're stressed out. Pretend, give each other different names. We would build a rocket ship and then we'd fly it far away. Used to dream of outer space, but now they're laughing at the face, saying, wake up, you need to make money. Yeah. We used to play pretend, give each other different names. We would build a rocket ship and then we'd fly it far away. Used to dream of outer space, but now they're laughing at the face, saying, wake up, you need to make money. Yeah. Wish we could turn back time to the good old days when the mama sang us to sleep, but now we're stressed out. Wish we could turn back time to the good old days when the mama sang us to sleep, but now we're stressed out.
Play pretend, used to play pretend, money. Used to play pretend, wake up, you need the money. Used to play pretend, money. Used to play pretend, wake up, you need the money. Used to play pretend, give each other different names. We would build a rocket ship and then we'd fly far away. Used to dream of outer space, but now they're laughing at the face, saying, wake up, you need the money.
It's the Fred Show. Good morning on the radio and the iHeart app as well. Search for the Fred Show on demand. Somebody on the text number, 855-591-1035, would say, well, what's the difference between Caitlin walking around in her chonies and a swimsuit? And nothing. I would, you know, that's a valid argument. Mm. It is a little different, though. I mean, would you walk? Okay, let me ask you this. If you were going to the pool, if you're building out a pool, would you just walk to the pool in your swimsuit, like no cover up, nothing, just straight up swimsuit? Here we go.
Not on purpose, but stuff happens. I don't know. I would wear like a sports bra to take the trash out.
How does stuff happen? The cover up just falls off on your way out.
Listen,
the door.
I have a checkered pass. I don't know. I'm tired. I don't care.
Like, how does
I've lost the will.
How does stuff happen? Like, I don't
know. One thing leads to another.
I'm on my way to the pool and just everything that covered up my swimsuit just somehow just evaporated.
Come on, man. Everybody just relax.
I used to have this is another text. I used to have a college roommate that wouldn't tell me her boyfriend was coming over to the apartment. I'd have an oversized hoodie on without pants, and she told me that I was trying to steal him from her.
Oh my God, no.
Yeah, I mean, if you're in your house and you think you're alone, or you live with another woman or whatever the rules are, and you don't know there's a guest, I mean, then by all means.
Right.
You know, you can walk around however you want. I think someone has to tell you that someone's there.
I agree with that. Yeah. In my house, is now everything off. Wig off, eyelashes off, everything off.
My safe place.
Yeah.
So, like, if Big Tim is like, hey, somebody's coming over, then you're going to need a few minutes to, like, put it all together?
Yeah, yeah. Like, I'll get decent, you know, if his friends or family or somebody's coming over. But, like, if they just pop up at my house, whatever you see when you walk through the door is just whatever you see. Mm-hmm. And, you know, sorry to that man or woman.
Yeah, okay. Well, I don't know. I
stuff happens. You know what I'm saying?
I think the letter to the neighbor, to you, all of your point, it says more about the woman watching her Ring camera or someone in her life's reaction to that, or the fascination with someone in her life watching that Ring camera to see this woman come out of her house, than it does about this woman. But I will say, over my years of living in the community, you know, where I have not lived in a house. I have not in my adult life on my own lived in a dwelling that stands alone. Meaning I've lived in an apartment, I've lived in a townhome, I've lived in a shared walls.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And so I've been amazed at the things that people think are okay or not okay. And the way that some people believe that they own the damn place, like it's, you know, it's kind of crazy. Like I had a neighbor, I told the story a few years ago. She knocked on my door and said, hey, I can hear your hairdryer at 4:30 in the morning. And I'm like, okay.
Right.
She's like, well, don't use it. And I'm like, what do you mean don't use it? She's like, well, it wakes me up. I'm like, well, okay. I'm not standing out front of your door. I'm not in the hallway. I'm not in the common area. Like, I'm in my bathroom drying my hair. She's like, well, it wakes me up, so stop using it.
No.
And I'm like, no.
Yeah, no, thank you. Yeah.
No. I'm like, we live at... And by the way, this woman had a piano in her unit. So this is what I'm talking about. Like, you have a full-size piano in your apartment, and you're telling me not to use the hairdryer. Now, her argument would have been, well, I don't play the piano at 4 in the morning. It's like, okay, but... And that would be rude, I suppose. But I honestly don't get to tell you what to do when we have shared walls. You know what I mean? Like, and I guess you got to be considerate. But I think using my hairdryer is within reasonable, arena of things that people should be allowed to do in their apartment when they get ready in the morning.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, so it wasn't like I'm playing the piano or playing loud music or whatever else. But like, I don't know. I hear stuff. You know, people drop something above me or someone's vacuuming. I hear that. And I'm not going to the building and complaining about it because it's just that if I really never want to hear anybody else's stuff, then I should move to the middle of Wyoming. Waiting by the phone. Why did somebody get ghosted? We'll do it next on The Fred Show.
More Fred Show next.
You've got a Pepto predicament, moviegoer.
Hey, I can hear your stomach rumbling.
Sorry, I ate that entire tub of popcorn with extra butter. You overdid it, and now your movie has turned into a blockbuster bellyache. Undo it with Pepto.
When you have nausea, heartburn, indigestion, upset stomach, diarrhea.
Pepto chewables provide fast 5-symptom relief, so you can focus on the action on the big screen instead of in your stomach. When you overdo it, undo it with Pepto. Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
Extravagant, luxurious, lavish. The $7 Luxe Cravings Box from Taco Bell satisfies all your crunchiest, cheesiest, sauciest cravings. Indulge in a beefy 5-layer burrito, chicken chalupa supreme, Doritos Locos Taco, and chips in a drink for an unluxurious price. It's Luxe for less. Get yours today at Taco Bell. At participating Taco Bell stores for a limited time only while supplies last. Price and participation vary. Drinks excludes freezes. Tax extra.
As a mom, comforting my family is what I do best. Vicks VapoStick provides soothing, non-medicated Vicks Vapors in an easy-to-apply stick. And it dries fast, so there's no mess. I use it to comfort myself and my family.
Thanks, Mom.
Vicks VapoStick. Soothing comfort for the whole family. And when you need more comfort for yourself, try Vicks VapoShower Max for steamy Vicks Vapors.
Use as directed. VapoStick for usage is 4 and up. VapoShower Max use for adults only.
Some people just know they could save hundreds on car insurance by checking Allstate first. Like you know to check your sunroof is closed first before driving through the car wash.
Whoa, 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 no, wait, whoa, whoa, whoa.
Yeah, checking first is smart. So check Allstate first for a quote that could save you hundreds. You're in good hands with Allstate.
Savings vary. Terms apply. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
iHeartRadio wants you to see Black Eyed Peas at their first ever Las Vegas residency. We'll handle everything, including accommodations at Club Wyndham Desert Blue and some Black Eyed Peas merch. Just open the free iHeart app and listen to iHeart 2000s to enter. Tickets at Ticketmaster.com.
For additional information about contests on this station, go to 1035kissfm.com and click the contests tab.
Don't be scared. It's Halloween season, and the free iHeartRadio app has everything you need to make it a scream. Commercial-free Halloween radio. Custom playlists like Disney Halloween hits.
I'm rotten to the core.
And spooky podcasts like Dream Sequence.
They're just dreams.
Just open the free iHeartRadio app, search Halloween,
and listen now.
iHeartRadio. Free never sounded so good.
iHeartRadio.
Radio music you should know, featuring Cat's Eye, Touch.
Touch, 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 thought about you way too much, much, much.